The National Security Agency is collecting and monitoring virtually all text-based electronic communications coming into or going out of the United States. That's according to an article in the Thursday edition of the New York Times. It's not just metadata. They're examining the contents, looking for keywords, email addresses, or other selectors in those messages, which are then stored for further analysis. The Times article isn't based on new leaks from Edward Snowden, but rather on a document he leaked back in June. In fact, it's really a single paragraph and an 18-page list of rules governing how the NSA is supposed to carry out the 2008 Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Amendment Act. The only rule marked top secret. Brett Kaufman is a national security fellow at the American Civil Liberties Union.
It was a paragraph indicating that under the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Amendments Act, not only could it target specific individuals and their communications and their cell phones or email addresses, but it could target other communications that merely spoke or contained information about those targets. And that casts a much wider net than government officials had been acknowledging in public.
This program apparently captures or at least examines virtually every text-based communication, electronic communication that passes across the U.S. border. Does that include things that might actually be communications between people in the United States, but the satellite happens to be over another country? How wide-ranging is that?
I think we should assume that it does include those kinds of communications. The way that these communications work these days, emails and text messages and even phone calls, and the way that they're passed around the world, they're not necessarily passed only within the United States if they're domestic calls. Basically, they take the fastest route possible, and sometimes that means leaving the borders. So I think we have to assume that when the government essentially puts up a drift net along the cables that go inside and outside the country, that there are many purely domestic communications that are being caught up in that. What we don't know and fully understand publicly at this point is what the government does at the initial point of collection to filter out potentially purely domestic communications. The story in the Times today does not mention that such technology does anything to do so. It basically says that everything that goes in and out is saved and copied by the government. The government then very quickly searches through the content of all of that data to pull out things that match some of its targeting identifiers. And so, in a very real sense, every communication that travels in or out of the United States, the content of it is searched by the government computers. Now, the government says it's a very short process and the data that isn't returned as a hit is deleted very quickly. But that kind of elides the crucial point, which is that they're searching inside the content of every email. And that's a very different program than what has been explained by government officials so far.
They say that they do not target American surveillance without warrants. But a former intelligence official quoted in the Times article who says that there is some ambiguity about what it means to target someone. How much of what we're hearing is semantics rather than legal protection?
Well, I think a lot of it is semantics. And what we've learned over the last few months is that our government officials, especially when it comes to surveillance, are using a quite different dictionary than the rest of us. When it comes to targeting, this comes into very clear focus. The government repeatedly has defended its Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act amendments authority under Section 702 of the law to be very limited, to target only foreign persons abroad and to be looking for foreign intelligence information. But what the paragraph in the documents released by Snowden and the story today in the Times bring into clear focus is that just because they are targeting an individual or a group who is a non-U.S. person abroad, they can still search U.S. communications for those targets. And so the way the government is using target seems to indicate that they'll only point their surveillance authorities and capabilities outside of the country at non-U.S. persons. But really what it means is that it will only look for information about those targets, but that it can do so in essentially any communication it wants that's passing through the U.S. borders.
There's also been quite a bit in the revelations that have come out about the expansiveness of the search simply from the sort of 6 degrees of separation idea that the person who knows somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody may become a target. Is this in play here as well, or do we know?
We don't know specifically. What we do know regarding the 6 degrees of separation kind of aspect of all of this is that that is a very important part of what the government views as important in terms of its surveillance programs. And we learned that particularly in the domestic call logging program, that's the other side of this surveillance coin that's been revealed in the last 2 months, is that that is essentially what the government does. It identifies a suspicious phone number, and then it looks at all of the numbers that have been in contact with that number, and then it looks at all of the numbers that have been in contact with those numbers, and then it looks again a third time at the numbers in contact with those numbers, and that gives you a huge amount of phone numbers and a huge phone tree that the government then puts into a distinct database, not the one that holds all of the U.S. numbers, but now a different secondary database that it calls the corporate store. And what we learned last week is that when the government released its primary order about the Verizon issue, we learned that there are essentially no rules as to what the government can do with the data it's putting in that secondary database. So that raises very, very serious privacy concerns and calls into question much of the government's defense of that program.
Even if the government is being clear about its intention to target only communications between the United States and foreign sources, in the early revelations about the PRISM program, they said that PRISM was designed to produce at least 51% confidence in the target's quote-unquote foreignness. Are the odds about the same in this?
I think that those procedures, the 51% foreignness, would also apply to whatever targeting selectors it's using in this program. And one other aspect of that 51% number, which the Daily Show skewered as flip a coin plus one, and that's essentially what kind of game the government's playing with Americans' privacy here, is that there is a presumption in those targeting procedures that the target is foreign and not a U.S. person and not located inside the United States. So it really is even worse than that, because even at a 50-50 point, you would presume the error would fall on the side of protecting Americans' privacy, but that's simply not the case. So the government is playing a lot of games in its defenses of these programs, and there are very, very serious intrusions into American privacy that have been uncovered in the last 2 months that the government has studiously sought avoiding defending on their own terms.
So what can be done at this point? It seems like every week there is a new revelation. Are we destined to just find out that we really have no privacy left whatsoever?
Well, I think a lot of people are waking up, including members of the public and the press, and importantly in Congress, to the fact that we can do something about this. The government took for itself this power in secret for the last half decade plus. But now that we do know about it, we do have the chance now to have a national conversation about what is appropriate, what can be effective, and yet still protect the privacy of Americans. And you've seen Congress start to act on the domestic phone call logging database. As more comes out about how the government is searching the content of Americans' data, I think you're going to see similar movement on Section 702 with legislators responding to their constituents who are saying this is not the kind of surveillance programs that we thought we authorized when these laws were passed, and it's not consistent with the Constitution or American values.
Brett Kaufman is a National Security Fellow at the American Civil Liberties Union.